Netflix is going to start cracking down on password sharing.
But that's the way, I mean, I don't want to pay $8 a month.
A software company has just unveiled a new tool that will be able to analyze factors such as where users are logged on and then flag shared accounts. I would have thought they could have done that anyway. According to a report on digitalspy.com, if you're sharing with family and friends,
yes,
there's no need to panic. Netflix may just nudge you to upgrade to a premium account so you can share with more people, which I don't think costs a whole lot more. But if it finds that the password is being shared wider and that passwords are being sold through for-profit operations, then accounts could potentially be shut down.
But wait a second.
So you buy somebody else's Netflix password so you can save $8.99 a month?
Right. What do you... How much are you buying it for?
Like 4 cents, 40 cents or something?
Right. Doesn't really seem worth it.
But I know I don't share, nobody likes me or whatever, so nobody shares their password with me. And I'm not, and because of that, I don't share my password with anyone
else. Well, if they crack down somehow, I mean, they should look. I still don't understand it because my brother-in-law who lives in New York, he happened to mention his password to me. So you would think that when Netflix sees that someone that he's watching in New York and he's watching in Madison, Wisconsin, and he's watching in Highland Park, Illinois, that there would be a little bit of a red flag. But see, you here in Madison.
Yeah.
If you would give me your password.
Oh, then
it
that
wouldn't seem as.
I know. I'll sell it to you for $8.99 a month. I think that would be a great deal.
That's a pretty good deal. All
Do
right.
you remember in the days of, the earlier days of cable television? When you could like steal your neighbor's cable or whatever, like if you lived in an apartment, you'd have a line running down or some other way that you'd be doing it. And they'd have the cable trucks driving up and down the street and they could shine something at you. Or was that not true that they could do that? Or was that
shine
just,
something?
I don't know.
You.
They what like you? You. They or they don't really shine.
What
something,
are you doing?
They,
Men in Black? They shine it and then you forget everything. What are you talking about?
I don't know. They point some kind of gizmo at your house and they can tell if.
What,
with
people running?
Illegal
I don't
cable.
Really know what this is. Would you just run a cord all the way through the other guy's apartment?
Yeah. Or something like that. I don't know exactly, but there was crackdowns.
No, you don't.
There were crackdowns on cable back in the day.
I think the key word there is crack.
And that's when cable cost about $8.99 a month.
No one was running cable cords from one house to another.
Sure they were. And then the illegal, because you're supposed to pay per television. And people who would illegally...
That would be... Okay, that I understand. You get a long cord and then you... Within your own residence.
Right.
But not... Would you run one like your neighbor would have it and somehow you would... there would be like a cord running through the hallway?
No, but we did get Cinemax by attaching an antenna wire to the back of the cable box. And then you put tinfoil on that wire and then you moved it up and down in order to make the...
That's just looking through the squiggly lines.
Well, then it kind of made them go away.
And like a second.
And then Mike told me, because when you're on cable and you're the cable box, you have your TV on channel 4 or whatever.
Yes.
If you just flipped it to 3, all those other channels were unscrambled.
Uh-huh.
So right. I don't know if they could detect that back in the day. But
I
miss all that.
The scramble vision. Do you remember, there was Spectrum or something that I remember back home in Deerfield, Illinois, where it was like late at night, you'd go down every... male who was like 11 years old, 12 years old, would go down and it would be scrambled and you'd watch it and watch it and be like, oh, there was a boob. Oh, scramble, scramble, scramble. I think that was a boob. No, that was an elbow.
Like the Playboy Channel or something?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I just remember there was like late night.
Or just Cinemax.
Yeah, Skinemax maybe. I'm not sure. But you didn't have it and you would sit there in front of the squiggles hoping to see something.
Apparently
for a
all
second.
You had to do was turn it to channel 3 and
it was
been
all
there.
Right there.